This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 178 for Wednesday, December 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker on Wednesday, dropping in sympathy with Chicago soy oil. Canola down $3 to over $12. January down $12.90 at $1,010.70 per ton. Sharp declines in soy oil, down over 1.5 cents in the January contract, were tied to updated blending requirements announced by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency after yesterday's close. They lowered the amount of biofuel refiners in the country will be required to blend into fuel. Chart-based speculative selling contributed to the losses in canola, as investors holding large long positions booked some profits. However, the underlying fundamentals of tight supplies did remain supportive, with the general technical trend also still pointed higher, and canola was off its lows by the close. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, corn mixed, and wheat mostly lower. The USDA releases updated supply-demand estimates tomorrow, and pre-report positioning was a feature. While soy oil futures were down sharply today, meal and beans were both higher, with January soybeans up 10 cents at $12.61 per bushel. General expectations ahead of tomorrow's report are for increases in both U.S. and world soybean ending stocks, with adjustments to South American crop projections also to be followed closely. The USDA announced private export sales of 130,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, which supported the futures. Corn, it traded to both sides of unchanged, ending narrowly mixed, March up a penny at $5.87 per bushel. Solid export demand accounted for some of the strength. The USDA announced private export sales to Mexico of about 1.8 million tons, with a million of that to be delivered during the current marketing year and the remainder next year. While yesterday's move by the EPA to lower renewable fuel blending standards did remain bearish, the government agency also announced plans to deny exemptions to numerous smaller refineries. Wheat, it was lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny in the March contract at $10.36 per bushel. Kansas City down 15 cents in March at $8.12 per bushel. Chicago wheat down 14 cents in the March contract at $7.94 per bushel. Forecast calling for warm temperatures and good rains in some key U.S. winter wheat growing regions pressured values, as that moisture should aid crops as they head into dormancy. Only minor revisions to the wheat balance sheets are expected in tomorrow's USDA report. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, December 8th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.